participating in this teleconference. My name is Amanda Atkinson. I'm with the Office of Public Affairs, Public Engagement Division in the External Affairs Directorate within the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS. I'm pleased to have with us today my colleague at USCIS, Sarah Kendall, Chief of the Immigrant Investor Program Office. Ms. Kendall began serving as Chief of the Immigrant Investor Program Office on June 10, 2018. She served as a senior advisor in the Office of the Director since September 2017. Before that, Sarah served as the Associate Director for the Fraud Detection and National Security Directorate from 2012 to 2015. She joined USCIS in May of 2012 after serving as the National Security Council's Director for Border and Interior Enforcement since January 2010. Sarah began her federal career with the Department of Justice in October 1996 through the Attorney General's Honors Program. I'll be turning the call over to Ms. Kendall shortly to provide updates on the Immigrant Investor Program. Some of you kindly submitted questions prior to today's event through the public engagement mailbox. We thank you for that. The Immigrant Investor Program has sought to address many of the pre-submitted questions in the presentation Ms. Kendall will give today. A summary of those remarks will be posted to the USCIS.gov electronic reading room shortly after the conclusion of this engagement. In the near future, new content will be posted to the Immigrant Investor page on our agency website to clarify some of the operational and procedural questions we received from you. After Ms. Kendall's remarks, we'll open the phone lines to hear additional non-case-specific comments and feedback. Since this is a listening session, however, we will not be answering additional questions on this call. Before I turn things over to Sarah, I'd like to issue some quick administrative reminders. I'd like to remind participants that this is a public meeting, but is not for press purposes. Information provided by representatives of the U.S. government during this call is not intended for media attribution. Members of the media who may be joining us today, we ask that if you have questions at the end of today's engagement or need additional information for an on-the-record comment, please call the USCIS Press Office at 202-272-1200. Again, that's 202-272-1200. For any congressional staffers that have joined, please contact the USCIS Office of Legislative Affairs at USCIS Congressional Inquiries at uscis.dhs.gov for any briefing requests or case-specific matters. As the operator indicated, all lines are currently in listen-only mode. We will allow ample time for those on the phone to provide USCIS feedback and make comments at the end of the presentation. And now I'll turn the meeting over to Sarah Kendall, Chief at the Immigrant Investor Program, to begin the engagement.
Thanks, Amanda. Good afternoon to everyone, and thank you for joining us today. I'm pleased to have the opportunity to discuss the implementation of the new EB-5 rule that will become effective on November 21st, 2019. During today's call, I will begin with a brief overview of the Immigrant Investor Program Office, or the IPO. I will address a few IPO updates, including processing time, and then move on to the main topic of the new rule. Following the overview, I will be happy to hear any feedback you may have about the new rule or IPO in general. The information that I will be providing today will also be posted to the uscis.gov website in the coming days. We received some advanced questions prior to this engagement. Thank you for taking the time to submit those questions. The questions are very helpful as they let us know the areas of interest on your minds. We will not be responding to the advanced questions individually. However, response to some of those questions will be provided within my remarks. However, as you are aware, there are some questions or topics that we will not be able to address due to pending regulatory and policy development. In addition, we are unable to address any case or fact-specific questions on today's call. Since we only have limited time for this engagement, let's jump right into it. I want to begin by providing an overview of the Immigrant Investor Program Office, as some of you participating may be new to the EB-5 subject matter. IPO is the office within USCIS that administers the EB-5 Investor Program, a program created in 1990 to encourage foreign investment and to benefit the U.S. economy and create jobs in the United States. Under a program initially enacted as a pilot in 1992 and regularly reauthorized since then, investors may also qualify for EB-5 classification by investing through regional centers designed by USCIS, designated by USCIS, based on proposals for promoting economic growth. On February 15, 2019, President Trump signed a law extending the regional center program through September 30, 2019. As of the end of July, IPO has approximately 212 dedicated personnel. This number includes support staff, adjudicators, economists, fraud detection and national security personnel, and other positions vital to the IPO mission. The number of adjudicative resources and personnel assigned to each EB-5 case type frequently varies based on the workload, demands, and priorities of that matter. USCIS continues to process applications from regional centers and petitions from immigrant investors in a manner that strives to ensure timely adjudication while maintaining program integrity. Over the past years, IPO has been working diligently to reduce processing times by onboarding additional personnel, resulting in adjudication of more than 14,900 immigrant petitions by alien entrepreneurs, also known as the Form I-526, in fiscal year 2018, which was an approximate 69% increase over the average completions for the previous five fiscal years. During fiscal year 2019, the sunset of the Regional Center Program during the last part of December and through most of January cost IPO adjudicative time even after the program was reauthorized. IPO was forced to pivot to standalone petitions and I-829 work, and halted production on I-924s and 526s associated with a regional center. Additionally, IPO has taken significant steps in building more robust quality assurance and control programs to better ensure consistent adjudication practices, including conducting an extensive training session for all I-526 adjudicators and economists. These reasons, along with the temporary assignment of some staff to other agency priorities, have resulted in longer processing times, which you may have noticed with the May update to our online processing time. I would like now to discuss the EB-5 Immigrant Investor Program Modernization Rule that was published in the Federal Register on July 24, 2019. This final rule is the first significant revision that we have made to the program since 1993. It will make four significant changes to the EB-5 program relating to 1, investment amounts, 2, Targeted Employment Area, or TEA, designation standards and processes. 3, removal of conditions and conditions process. And 4, priority dates. Again, the rule is effective November 21st. First, I'd like to discuss the increase in investment requirements. Since 1990, the standard minimum investment amounts have remained the same. Yet, Congress granted us specific authority to increase investment levels. That has never been done. This rule provides for the first adjustment to those amounts in 29 years. For petitions filed on or after the effective date of the rule, the standard minimum investment amount will increase from $1 million to $1.8 million, while the TEA minimum investment amount will rise from $500,000 to $900,000. While the new amount is a significant increase, we calculate the $1.8 million using the CPIU index at the proposed rule stage in 2016 and did not recalculate the amount for the final rule.